Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? There are very few physical assets you can invest in that are proven to stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia, and Birch Gold lets you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold that doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today. Thanks for listening to the Best of Coast to Coast podcast, and become a Coast Insider and you can hear all of this fascinating conversation along with recent shows about weather modification, couples with a past life connection, and a young child's amazing story of reincarnation. Head on over to coasttocoastam.com and sign up for Coast Insider to start listening.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Arielle Ford is a leading personality in the personal growth, contemporary spirituality movement. She has spent the past 30-plus years living and promoting consciousness through all forms of media. She's been called the Cupid of consciousness and the fairy godmother of love. Welcome back to Coast, Arielle Ford.
Oh, hey, George, how are you?
I'm fine. What do you mean you spent the past 30 years doing this? That would have made you 2 years old at the time when you started.
Oh, I have good genes. I actually turned 64 recently, so I am not so young anymore.
You don't look it, nor do you sound it. Congratulations to you.
Oh, thank you. Well, you know, once you figure out how to do life, it can be a lot of fun.
It sure can. And that brings up a question, because you have on your website something about misery.
Yes.
And that caught our eye. And Donna said, George, you got to see this. And I went to look at it. And we're going to get into the latest work you did, Inkspirations. I'm not saying inspirations, folks. It's Inkspirations. We'll talk about that later on. But why are so many people, Arielle, so miserable right now?
Oh, you know, it's a really stressful time on the planet. And, you know, if you talk to the astrologers, whether they're Western or Vedic, they can tell you the planetary alignment that's causing all the disruption. But if you just look at how stressed out we all are, you know, we've got work and kids and aging parents and, you know, a government in chaos, which is, you know, now we have a world in chaos, and people are running here and there, and they're not taking care of themselves. The level of self-care is declining rapidly, and what we need to do is really give ourselves a break. We need to take some time to do what I like to call being pleasure pigs. And really, here's what being a pleasure pig is. So for women, when they get really stressed out, what happens is they've used up all the oxytocin in their brain. So oxytocin is the bonding hormone, or it's called the super glue of love.
You sound like our buddy John Gray.
Well, John Gray is my buddy, too. Where do you think I learned all this?
As a matter of fact, he sent me an email tonight about you.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
Oh, he's just amazing. So, yeah, so what happens is you got to rebuild your oxytocin, at least women do, and the fastest way to do it is by giving yourself pleasure. And it's so easy to do. My favorite way to do it is by coloring, which is why I just wrote this coloring book called Love by Design. But the other ways that you can do it, especially for women, is like getting a manicure, a pedicure, getting your hair done, going shopping. You don't even have to buy
shopping,
anything.
Huh?
You just have to look and feel and taste and touch, go laughing with your friends, take a bubble bath. But if you make pleasure your priority every day, you can reduce the stress and be a whole lot happier.
I've got a buddy in St. Louis, Ariel, who every time he gets depressed about something, he has to go and buy clothes. He has 55 pairs of black shoes. They're all the same. He's got 9 black suits. He's got 6 blue suits. He's got 7 gray suits. They're all the same. But it makes him happy.
Well, you know, that's what you got to figure out. You know, we were talking about how women need oxytocin to have pleasure and not get stressed out. The difference for men is that when you guys get stressed out, you have to rebuild testosterone. And so one of the fastest ways for guys to do that is to, you know, get their favorite alcoholic beverage, sit in front of the TV and watch sports. Or another fast way to do it is to chop wood. So for any of the women that are listening out there, if your guy's stressed out, hand him the remote control, give him a beer, let him watch some sports, and he'll be all yours in an hour or two.
I'd rather take a supplement.
Like what?
Anything.
Tequila?
No, not tequila. No, not at all. But I am noticing people are more uptight lately than ever before. When we take calls next hour, I'm going to ask people, beyond just asking you questions, to talk about specific stories that they've seen people uptight. I see it in the shopping centers. I see it on the road. Road rage is at an epidemic level. I mean, there's something else going on here, Ariel. Something I can't figure out.
Here's my theory about it. You know, in the unified field, right, we're all connected to everything and everybody.
Yes.
You know, we're not alone here. So when you're surrounded by people who are stressed out, not only are you dealing with your own personal stress and the cause of that stress, you're now picking up the frequency of other people's stress, which is stressing you out even more. So what we have going on here is kind of a collective nervous breakdown. We're all impacting each other on the unseen plane, and we all have what Deepak Chopra would call jittery platelets. Right? Or if you know any Yiddish, you'd know that we've got chronic spilkies, which is Yiddish for ants in your pants, right? So we're all just kind of a mess, and we're hanging around with people that are kind of a mess. And there couldn't be a more important time to figure out, you know, how can I take some time to be really loving and kind and gentle with myself, to practice a little mindfulness, maybe even meditate. You know, the way I meditate best is to take a bubble bath. I take at least one bath a day, if not two, because when I'm immersed in warm water, it's like being back in the womb. I can calm down and let go and just feel sort of warm and cozy. But it takes a conscious effort. Nobody's going to do it for you.
What does shlabiel mean in Jewish? Because Dean Martin used to call himself that on stage sometimes.
You know, I think it's something like being a slob. A shlemiel is like a slob. I know. I don't know what.
Well, maybe our Jewish friends will call in when we take calls next hour and tell me what that means. Yeah, he would go when he did his Rat Pack thing. He'd be on stage and he'd sing a song and throw that in there every once in a while.
Hopefully someone will set us straight if that's not what it means.
All right. Okay. So back to misery. So what are the techniques that people can use to kind of make themselves happier?
Well, here's what I do. When I get really miserable, rather than try and ignore it.
And do you get miserable?
Oh, not often, but I used to. I used to live in an ongoing state of misery. In fact, that's the blog that you saw on my website, which was What's Your Misery Set Point? Because when I was in my mid-20s, I was severely depressed. I was having suicidal thoughts.
No.
I was a total basket case. I was seeing a shrink, and one day the shrink said something unbelievably dreadful to me. She said, "I don't think you're depressed enough." And at that point, I couldn't possibly imagine being more depressed than I already was. But I decided that, well, maybe I should see if I could make myself even more depressed. Like, how low could I go? And I realized I'd been afraid to actually fully experience the depth of my misery. So that's exactly what I did. I sort of dove down into the rabbit hole to see if I could survive my own, you know, crazy misery. And I did. But when I hit the bottom, what I realized was that I was focusing on the wrong thing. I kept looking for the magic bullet to fix my depression. And I realized that that wasn't working. What I needed to do was study happy people. Now, this is a long time ago. This is, we're talking about the 70s, like okay. The mid-70s. So there was no internet. You know, we had bound books called encyclopedias if we wanted to do research.
And people would try to sell them in your house.
Yes, of course.
Remember that?
Along with hairbrushes.
So, and vacuums.
Right, vacuum cleaners, right. So I decided that I would study the happiest people that I knew. I wanted to, and I would read books about happy people, and I would try to figure out what do they know that I don't know. And in the course of this study, I learned that there were a couple of factors. One is that happiness is a choice, that you can choose to be happy, even if it's just momentary. So I may not be happy for 24 hours, but I could look and see where can I find happiness in this moment. And I also learned that gratitude was a source of happiness. Like, even if it looked like my life was falling apart, which in my mind it was, I was having a hard time finding the good. The truth was, you know, I could be grateful that I lived in a place where there was clean water and fresh air and I never missed a meal. And that even though I was miserable, there were people that loved me. And could I be grateful for the fact that I had people that loved me? So it became sort of my mission in life to understand and become a happy person. And today I describe myself as psychotically optimistic. I can find the good in any situation.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR. The Motor Racing Network. Work.